Hey everybody, welcome to my world. How's your world been going? I don't know about you, but I've had one crazy week so far, and the traffic around here in this small town is driving me nuts. We'll talk about that in just a little bit, but first, you know what we have to do? We have to do shout outs. And a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. And I'll tell you what, it's a great group of people. There's Victoria Smith, who handles the marketing. And we also have Michael Bejas. And we have Riscala Stevens. Okay, so you want to check it out. The Trim Radio Network server right now is down. There's a server that's connected with it, and it's temporarily down. So you can go to the website eventually here as soon as it gets back up. It's just a glitch, and for some reason that just happened today. It was good yesterday. So something's going on today, so we'll get it fixed and be ready to go. But check us out. We have a lot of good shows, and you know, I've always given that out before and all the different shows that we've done, and we have a lot of good fun. But anyhow, we've also got the University of Findlay, and we have to do a big spiel about the University of Findlay because it's always a great place to go. And to do that, I have to hit a button. You know what I have to do? I always have to hit buttons in this place. And I always have to share with things. Oh, there we are. Well, actually, this is our Facebook page. Might as well talk about that now. You know, you can check us out on Facebook.com with groups and just look for My World, Live, Laugh, and whatever. Or you could also look for Trim Radio page. Check that one out. And, you know, we're easy to join. All you have to do is just send us an email. You want to join My World, and they'll get that information to me, and I'll put you on the list. And we have a lot of people from a lot of different places. And, you know, we've got people all over the world that listen to the show and actually listen to all of our shows on Trim Radio because we're on the internet and we are worldwide. So you can get us. And if you're in Iceland, let me know. Everybody else lets me know where they're from, but I haven't had anything from Iceland. I don't know. Maybe it's too cold up there. But anyhow, check us out on the Trim Radio Network and also check out our Facebook page. And you can see that page right here. And you can see some of the members. And basically, what I do is I post this up, and you see the guy with the beer. I don't know. What's your beverage? Did you bring Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, water, iced tea, something else? Well, you ought to have that with you, and maybe you ought to have some snacks with you, whether or not you have popcorn or whether or not you have, I don't know, Doritos, if you like Doritos, nacho chips, whatever. Just sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Tonight's a kickback night. I've got several things that, you know, we're going to see tonight and things we got to talk about. So we'll take a look at that. So check that out right here on the Trim Radio Network. And all the updates will be posted right here. Well, now we'll just go to the University of Findlay. How about that? The University of Findlay is located in Findlay, Ohio. You can check them out at www.findlay.edu. Located in Findlay, Ohio, it's an all-American city. Nice place. Right off of I-75. And I'll tell you what. They've got a lot to do in Findlay, and it's close to going to different places. And I'll tell you what, it's a nice place. It really is. I spent some time there. And not lockup time. Well, it wasn't lockup. I was a student years ago, and I spent a lot of time in the building that you're seeing right now. That's Old Main. A lot of the classes were there when I was there, but we also had a lot of other nice buildings on campus. And I'll tell you what, if you like dormitory food, they had really good chefs working there. I'll tell you what, really good food. For the foodies out there. But it's not just foodies that are at the University of Findlay. They give out bachelor, master's, and doctoral degrees. They have 5 doctoral programs and a host of master's programs and a whole bunch of bachelor's programs and very good facilities. Nice campus, it really is. And during the summertime, they still have classes during the summertime and workshops. But I'll tell you what, that campus is just beautiful. They're doing a lot of different things to it right now. And the flowers, oh, it's always in bloom, always nice. It really is. And I go up there a few times during the year just to see basketball. And I wish I could see their football, but they don't have any parking at the stadium that's close by. And so I can't do that. My next best bet is to go up to Bowling Green State University, which is about 20 to 30 miles north of Findlay. But I can get into the stadium there. I probably have to take a bus to get to the stadium from the parking lot. But anyhow, check out the University of Findlay. It's a good campus, really good professors, a very well-liked and fantastic president, Dr. Kathy Fell. And she is fantastic. She's been there for quite a while, and she's really transformed a lot of things along with the trustees on that campus. So check it out. They're also good in sports. They also give out scholarships. Yeah, they do. And a lot of those scholarships are funded by a foundation. But you have to check out the campus, okay? Because your journey starts at Findlay. And people go on and they get really good jobs from there, whether or not it's in business or whether or not it's in some forms of medicine. And I'll say whether it's nursing or physical therapy or other things. It's a really good school. And if you want to study hazardous materials and learn how to handle those hazardous materials, the University of Findlay has its own hazardous materials campus. And they're one of a few in the country. They're very specialized training. It's a good school. They also have the equestrian and pre-veterinary studies at the equestrian campus. And they also have the main campus where a lot of the other action takes place. So, you know, the students there are not only from all over the United States, but there are a lot of foreign students there too. And I'll tell you what, it's a good school. It really is. So check them out. The University of Findlay at www.findlay. And they're an NCAA Division II sports school. I was going to say basketball, but that's over with now. But if you click on the athletics page, you can see track and field, and you can see softball and so forth. Just want to check things out on their page. Okay, they have an excellent girls' golf team. Oh, the women's golf team is fantastic. It really is. And Mulcahy, this gal is a fantastic golfer. She was one of the top student golfers in the United States last year. And I'm not sure of her rating this year. I know it's high. But I'll tell you what, it's a good school. So you want to check them out at FindlayOilers.com. Oh, we've got Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. You know, I always talk about Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And you know, I have, well, let's put it this way. I bought a pen from them. Michael Bejas has bought a couple of pens from them. They're all custom. And he does an excellent job. He really does. And whether or not you have, a sorority or a fraternity or a business or a club or a college or university, you have presentation pens for different people. You know, I have a friend of mine that's in marketing. And, you know, she gets different things from different places. She might want to contact Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And I bet you she would be able to get a hold of him because he's local as she is. So you want to check out Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. He's got a lot of different pens. You know, if I clicked on the pens, you take a look at them. They're all different types of pens, different materials. Some of them are just made by a woven amount. Some are basically made out of money. Phil's the only guy I know that grinds up money. Or maybe he buys it pre-ground. But these blanks, the center section of the panels, have real money embedded in it. I mean, that's something else to see. And he does a lot of different custom work. And you just have to check to see what type of pens he does. Now, here's a nice one. This has got a rattlesnake center piece on the pen. And he has it looks like a bullet. And the action to get the pen out happens to be a bolt action. It's kind of a neat pen. He's also got a Second Amendment pen. And he does a lot of different custom work. And, you know, hey, if you're the Masons, okay, he makes the center barrel for that. He'll make you a Masonic pen. Excellent job. I want to tell you something. He is really good at what he does. And, you know, when he does the pens for armed forces, or let's say you like to ride Harleys. Bingo. Beautiful pen. And look at the clockwork pieces that are embedded in it, because, hey, he does that. I mean, this is just fantastic work. Okay. A lot of people just love what he does. And he's sold pens all over. Trust me. He's done other things too. But primarily, he does pens. But look at this one. Now, that's neat. And that's all embedded. And he puts everything together and puts it in a special mold, special process. And makes, I guess that's a paperweight. You go on pie cutters? No. But how about pizza cutters and ice cream scoops? He's done those. I mean, you're talking fantastic work. You really are. So you want to check out Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. All you have to do is check out the Facebook page, and he's there. So, I mean, he's got a lot of good stuff. He really does. So, you know, you can check him out, Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. And all you have to do is say, hey, Stu told you to contact me. And then he'll give me a call and he said, why do you do that for? Because you do excellent work and I want to pass the information on to people. He's a good buddy anyhow. And, wow, what else is going on? I can't show that just yet. Well, we will. We're going to get into it. But I'll tell you what, we've got other things going on. We also have, of course, Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. We're going to be talking a lot about what's going on, not only in the world of finance, but maybe in the stock market, maybe in tariffs, maybe how to save money. That's always a good one. I always talk about people about budgeting and saving money, as well as preparing for different things. So we'll see that on Sunday at 7 p.m. That's my world, or my that's Money and Change. Tonight's my world. I don't know about yours. My week has been crazy. We'll find out about that. Anyhow, then we go on to Southern Prepper One and Deep South Homestead, Pecan Grove with Danny and Wanda King, and Southern Prepper One with Dave Kogler. You saw a little bit of his show last week. And also we have Prepper Princess with Amber Stork. We have LDS Prepper with David Gilmore. And, you know, I've always talked about GMRS radios right here. And I'll tell you what, for $35, you can get a license, no test. That license is good for 10 years, and anybody in your family can use it. So you could set up a little network in town if you wanted to. And I'll tell you what, these are great to take in the car because you can reach different types of repeaters and talk to all kinds of people. It's really a good deal. This is an Ocean 935G Plus. I've had a lot of people ask me about the radio and how far it goes. And I'll tell you what, from where I'm at my house, I can go ahead and contact a repeater in Dayton, Ohio, which is 35 miles away. And that repeater gets out another 90 additional miles. That's a good deal. So, you know, in an emergency, when the phone lines don't work, guess what? These GMRS radios will work. So it's a good thing to have. Okay. And thank you for David Gilmore giving me all that information. Well, let's see what else we've got. The Max. Oh, we're going to have Colby. And instead of being on the farm, he's kind of dressed up. So I assume he has a side business, you know, a side hustle, because he's all dressed up in a real nice shirt. And I think he was at the office. So we'll get some information from him. But there's been a lot of stuff going on. Oh, My World. Yes. Oh, My World. I'll tell you what. Where I live, they have a gas line company that's practically digging up every street around the main thoroughfare in the city. And the traffic pattern changes all the time because they're digging up and putting in new lines. And sometimes the streets have just been paved or repaved a couple years ago, and here they are digging them up again. I wonder if they do that out of spite, you know, just pick a road. Okay, let's dig it up and put a new line in. I don't know. But today the traffic pattern had changed, and people that normally go through on a state route that goes through town, which is 36, suddenly went onto the side streets, and I'm seeing semis and cars and long lines of them going through the downtown area. And I'm trying to get to Wally World, you know, Walmart, at the other end of town, and traffic is just a bear, and everything's messed up. So tonight, I thought, well, hey, somebody said the cattails at Kettering Hospital caught fire. I don't know how they would do that, but anyhow, I decided to drive out there and see what was going on. And I got in this traffic jam, and things were backed up. And I eventually got out there, and I couldn't see anything. So, you know, hey, I turned around, I came back in. Well, they changed the traffic pattern just before I came back into town. And I'm going, what's going on here? You don't know whether you're going straight. You don't know whether you're going left. You don't know whether you're going right. Sometimes you can't find parking because it's all taken care of by the equipment and whatever. It's a nightmare. I don't know. Do you have that problem where you live? It's a pain in the keister to me. I could have said another word, but, you know, we try to keep it clean here. Okay. But you understand how I feel. It's been one crazy day. Well, I'll tell you what. A lot of things have been going on with Doge and what they're finding, different things. Now, I found this afternoon, and it was supposed to be a secret. Yeah, seems like the liberals didn't want their secret getting out. Well, tell you what, let me get to that page and I'll let you listen to the secret. How's that? But I gotta find that. Where's that magic button? There it is. Okay, let's see what I can get into here. Okay, here we are. Now, let's just see what it's going to say, if it's going to say anything. It talked to me earlier. Let's see. Talk to me. Are we going to talk? You mean we're not going to talk to me? What's going on here? Well, anyhow, it talked earlier. But anyhow, what it says is supposed to be a little secret. And the Autism Capital posted this one. Literally mind-blowing, speechless. New non-citizen social security numbers were issued. 270,425 in fiscal year 2021, when Biden first took office. Then in 22, it was 590,193 social security numbers. These are non-citizen, and they can trace it. And then in 23, it was 964,163 non-citizen Social Security numbers issued. And then in 2024, it grew up to 2,095,247. And that was on market rally with the Fox Business. Look at those numbers. Non-citizens getting Social Security. They're getting the benefits. What happens to the medical system? You try to get an appointment with the doctor. Sorry. You have a problem doing that in some locations, not all. And in some cases, they're getting little credit cards so they can buy things. Gee whiz. And that was just before the election. Were they voting in the election? Something isn't right here, guys. And some people said, well, oh, you're just a conservative. I said, no, I call them as I see them. And something doesn't smell right. And, you know, if there's a law, you behave and you follow the law. That's it. Well, anyhow, I saw that and I thought, well, hey, I'll just tell you guys about that. Now, Colby had another one that he wanted to talk about, and I thought I'd let you listen to this one because this is interesting. Here we go. He's in his car. Notice how nice he's dressed? He must have a side hustle someplace. Anyhow.
All right, we're going to try this again. We came to the car this time. My office technology, I guess, was not working right. So I'm glad this is working. We're going to try it on my cell phone. I just wanted to talk a little bit about what just took place with the markets. Hey, guys, thank y'all so much for being here. Now, let's talk a little bit about the market. All right, so let's go back a few days ago. I made an announcement about the April 2nd with the tariffs and all that taking place. You know that. All of a sudden, Trump comes out and makes the comment that he's going to start the tariffs. What takes place on our market and what takes place with all the other markets? What took place? Well, every market went down. Every market struggled. Now, we say America's market struggled, and it did. It did struggle. But where our market went down a few points and, of course, billions of dollars lost, it really hurt other markets. Why did it hurt other markets more? Because it showed the power of America. It showed the power of the president. And I think that was the biggest key in this whole thing. Remember, I told you before, I don't think the tariffs was actually the main goal in this. I think it was the negotiations and the power of the president. And when he speaks, I think the world listens. Okay, so what happened? He put the tariffs in. Several countries caved. And all of a sudden, they started coming to him in negotiations. It went from 50 countries to 70 countries. They said upwards of 80 countries actually went and started trying to negotiate better trade deals. Okay. Right. It's the biggest country that we were worried about, China. All right. So China, their market fell out. They actually devalued their currency a little bit. Their yuan caused major problems for their market more than it caused ours. So say we lost 6%. Let's just say 6%. They lost 8 to 10%. I mean, it really hit their market harder than it hit us. Now, that was because Trump made the move with tariffs and his administration. What happened today? We saw China's market go crazy, and we saw that 60 to 70, they said, countries came and wanted to negotiate with the president, okay? Their markets were already hurting. America's market was hurting, but China's market fell out. China came out and said they're going to retaliate with tariffs. You know all that. What happened this morning? Around 9 to 10 o'clock this morning, Trump said it's a great day to start buying into the market. So like what you hear, a lot of people say, we're going to buy the dip. Okay. So what happened was he made a comment about, you know, it's a great day to buy into the market. Nobody really thought much about it. Everybody thought he was probably just saying, hey, look, we need to stabilize the market. We're going to stabilize the market by just maybe him saying that. What did he do? He came out and did a pause on the tariffs. Now, here's what everybody's missing. You know, the liberals will say, well, he just caved. Okay, no, it's not what he did. Let's talk about it. This is just my opinion. You can take it or leave it. It doesn't matter. He saw China retaliate with extra tariffs, okay? Their market is struggling. All the other markets are struggling. If you remember yesterday, I think it was yesterday or Monday, there was a brief comment that trended on Twitter and said, Trump may think of pausing tariffs, and what it made the market fluctuate like $2 or $3 trillion in a matter of minutes. And then he said, no, that was untrue. And then the market went back negative. What did that show? That showed that with one conversation, one major announcement from Trump, that it could change everything when it came to his announcement, if he decided to stop the tariffs or not. Okay. So what he did today, when he came in and said, okay, it's time to buy into the market, what he was basically doing, again, this is just in meme coins and crypto, you call it like a pump.
And his sound run out.
Was basically pausing the tariffs. What he actually did was prove one major thing. It proved that no matter what you think of Trump or this administration or the U.S., the U.S. holds all the cards. Why? Because when he said that, the market swung trillions of dollars. It went from completely negative to the whole market is positive now. What that did was prove two things. It gave everybody an opportunity who was willing to negotiate 90 days to negotiate, other than one, China. China doubled down. And also, when Trump announced this, he kept the tariffs on China, which means the pressure was on. And really, the whole purpose of this trade deficit, the whole purpose of these tariffs, probably was really about China in the first place. But what he did was he said, okay, I'm going to give everybody an opportunity to fix their market. Because what happened is, when he made the comment last week or a few days ago about, hey, we're going to make tariffs happen, every world market fall. Tariffs. Slow down, and now win election negotiation. One thing about tariffs in a negative way, I could dump your stock market and then tweeting that now I'm ready to market fluff back up. Willing to, if you're not willing to negotiate, I can destroy your market. If you're willing to negotiate, then we can work together and actually build a better trade negotiation.
Yeah. So what's happening here is that Trump is playing probably in a four-dimensional chess game. Like, you have four different levels, and one move on the bottom affects the next level, that move affects the next, and the next, and the next. He might even be doing five-dimensional chess. I mean, the guy is pretty smart. A lot of people get nervous with the markets because, yeah, it can really go down the tubes. But he's bringing businesses back into the country. It seems like I'm talking about money and change. But I thought I would bring this out so you could at least see what's going on, and you could see how Colby is outside of the farm. So you could actually see that. Wow, what else is going on? Well, a lot of different things. Let's see here. Oh, student visas. I didn't know that he did that, but today it popped up on Yahoo. And I'll tell you what, this is one that came up, and I've got to tell you about it. But I got to find that magical button again. Dang on it. Every time I go to change screens, I'm going to find a way to do that, is to just go ahead and hit a button and just move it from one screen to another. And I should have probably two or three monitors here in my studio. Well, anyhow, on Yahoo from USA Today, they said Trump cancels hundreds of student visas, forcing rapid departures. And this was in Denver, and it was updated Tuesday, April 8th. So it was yesterday. And it said the Trump administration has revoked hundreds of international student visas across the country, setting off desperate scramble for them to leave the United States within days. I don't know how many days he gave them, but that's kind of interesting, isn't it? and universities have reported some students being forced to leave immediately, in many cases after discovering their visas were canceled in federal student exchange and visitor information system, or from an unexpected text or email. And multiple universities contacted by USA Today Network regarding the visa cancellations declined to disclose specifics, citing student confidentiality. And immigration experts say that they've never seen the federal government make such sweeping changes to the ordinary low-profile process of hosting international students. The National Immigration Project is challenging the visa cancellations, which have affected students in California, Colorado, Kentucky, Ohio, Michigan, Massachusetts, and Florida, among others. Wow. I didn't know he could do that. But obviously, knowing Trump, he has the legal backing of law to do that. Now, some judge is probably going to challenge him, and he'll probably have to go to the Supreme Court. But we'll have to wait and see what happens here. So foreign students, yeah, that's tough. Leaving in the middle of the semester in college, and you have to pack up and leave. That's interesting. That's like me going to Xavier University, where I did my master's work, and a nun comes up, hits me over the head with a ruler, and says, "You're out of here." Gee whiz. That never happened. Matter of fact, I was in class with a bunch of nuns. And they were fun to be with. They really were. I've got experiences with that campus. A beautiful school, great professors. And it's a comedy. I'll tell you what, it really is. Oh, what else is going on? Oh yeah, this one popped out today. You have to listen to this one.
Turn amid this family's grief. You could see the men carrying the casket of Benjamin Aviles slowly making their way through Green Mount Cemetery in North Philadelphia last week. Then the unimaginable.
Watch this.
They put down the casket, the wood platform above the burial site collapsed, sending the men tumbling to the grave.
It was just a horrible incident that happened in a bad moment.
Aviles' stepdaughter, Maribel Rodriguez, could not believe what was happening. Family and friends rushed to help the men in the hole, some of whom were trapped under the weight of the casket, including Aviles' son, who Rodriguez says suffered the worst of the injuries.
And the casket lay on top of him, and he was out like a light. His face was in the mud. They all got injured. They got hand and leg and back injuries. We were just covered in mud.
Wow. Can you believe that? Was the guy that was in the casket, was he like 800 pounds himself? Who knows? But had something like that happened, I suppose the guy that was in the casket didn't open it up and say, "Hey, what's going on, guys? I want to go back to sleep." I don't know. But I saw that and I thought, oh man, that's strange and horrible. I'd hate to see that happen. Oh, Amazon cancels orders. Walmart pulls forecast as tariffs takes hold. That means I won't get some stuff from Wally World? Or Amazon won't get the whatever I ordered? Maybe extra catnip for the cats next door? I don't know. Who knows? Maybe all my orders will be delayed. Maybe yours will be delayed too if it's Amazon. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But anyhow, that was in Zero Hedge today. And so, we'll have to wait and see what the tariff blitz does. So much for the serious stuff. So much for the gas lines in town. What else has been going on? I don't know. Other than, did you have flooding where you were at with all this rain? You know, a lot of the roads around here had flooding around the river areas. And some of the side streets had flooding because the sewer systems backed up. We had a lot of rain. I think somebody said we had 5 inches of rain. And then I started thinking, well, heck, that's nothing. When I was in Houston, Texas years ago, they had 8 inches of rain in one day. And I could look out on the street and I could actually hear a bus going by, but I couldn't see it. That's how heavy the rain was. And Buffalo Bayou filled up. It was almost overflowing. And out in the suburbs, they don't have water drainage there. It all goes to the bayous, and then it goes out to the ship channel. And they were saying that, oh, by the way, if you're in a boat, don't get around trees because snakes will drop out of the trees and go in your boat, especially diamondbacks, water moccasins, and copperheads. And there's another variety of snake, coral snakes. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be in a boat during a flood and under a tree, especially in Houston, Texas. It is not a good sight. Anyhow, where we were at, luckily everything drained into Buffalo Bayou, but it was a wet time. And then after the rains stopped, the humidity, I swear it must have been 90%. I mean, you could cut it with a knife. Hopefully you didn't get flooded out. I know there are people down in Kentucky that did, and hopefully they can get them all taken care of. Wow, what else is going on? Oh, a little bit of Dave Allen comedy. So get out that drink. Come on, open up that pack of chips. Settle back in your beanbag chair if you got one. If not, get in the recliner, chill out, okay? You can kick the dog off the couch and say, hey, it's mine now. But anyhow, let's take a look and see what Dave Allen is talking about as far as teenagers. Let's see what he's got. Oh, I have to do a rewind? You're kidding. Oh, my goodness. Well, here we go. If I can get it going.
I read because of nicotine and carbon monoxide mixing together drivers who smoke are 4 times more likely to have a crash than people who don't smoke. And what I say, keep those off the road and let us drunks drive and save people. They have worked out that the average male is capable of making love in his life 5,000 times. Your eyes lit up there, madam.
She's nudging him.
For a statistic like that to be accurate, that means that they have to work under what they call laboratory conditions. So that means that they got some poor fellow, brought him into the laboratory, and he screwed himself to death. They have electrodes all over. Off you go. 2,000. How do you feel? All right, okay.
You can imagine how this guy goes. This is English comedy. And Dave Allen was an excellent one. Another comedian that I've got is Jonathan Winters. You remember Jonathan Winters? Well, he was always on the Tonight Show. He did a lot of different movies and stuff, and he was a great actor. Take a look at Jonathan Winters, and let's see if I can bring him up on the screen, make sure he's there. Well, I have to hit that button, that magic elusive button. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Wow. There he is. This is Jonathan Winters, and he's in the vest. By the way, Jonathan Winters was originally from Springfield, Ohio, and his dad was the president and CEO of Winters National Bank in Dayton, Ohio, which was a pretty good-sized bank. But Jonathan just didn't fit in. He was more of a comedian in school than he was being serious. And you can see it here.
I do because of the neighborhood, which is a good neighborhood. We're not the wealthiest people in town, but some of the neighbors complained about roosters. Now, one is usually ample. What farm knowledge I have, you know, it's left over. Usually the rooster services as many as 25 or 30 hens. You can't. Oh, yeah. Wow. A lot of roosters do just what you do. Go, ooh, no.
Tuesday, you'd be surprised.
Size rooster can do a good job, you know, in a day or two. And
how many eggs would you do? You harvest eggs, or you just pick them up?
I just pick them up.
Pick them up.
Well, they're on them. Because then you get But what we had to do, because a lot of the neighbors were complaining, we took little rubber bands, and so at 4:30, rather than you hear.
Doesn't that make him angry?
Well, I really don't talk to him.
Yeah,
you know. Well, I've had other problems, but when I start talking to chickens,
yeah, why not?
It's time for my hands are on their beaks, you know, I'm going to be in trouble.
What other livestock?
No, we don't have a lot of livestock. We have a stuffed pony. Kids are a little old and how to ride the pony, but I like to reminisce.
Stuffed pony.
A lot of people have shot at it, and it's just full of holes, but it's out there, you know. And then we have some cats that we've scotch taped on the tree. You've seen the little cats, I guess they're cats, and some tigers, tiger cats, little kitties,
yeah,
in the car. You know, with the little plastic things on it.
I guess
we've taken our cats and scotch taped them to the trees. So the birds have a ball. They can come down to them.
It's going to be like a working fowl. How about a fowl?
Birds? Well, we have birds. We have a lot of wildlife. It just flies over.
Yeah.
I don't have any wild geese, and I don't shoot. I don't hunt. However, you know, if they do come down to feed, you know, But just get him to sleep for a while, you know. And I don't shoot. And we've had coyotes come down and visit us. Yeah. You can usually tell they bite you quickly. Mm-hmm. You say, "Come on over, Bob. Come on, sport. Come on, Carl King." Then you know this is not a domestic animal.
That's right.
You see all 56 teeth, you know. But we've got a couple of cats. Got a canary that doesn't sing. It's a bummer, too, because he was $45, and it's just...
As long as you take him back. I mean, you get your money back. You got a guarantee.
Well, I was going to take him back, John. I reached in and enlarged him. Well, there was a telephone call. I couldn't get the telephone call, and so he grew. Uh-huh. His eyes just went out like this.
But he does not sing.
Well, he didn't sing that. So as long as he can. I think he was going to sing, you know, if I hadn't squeezed him so much.
He just sung.
Like that.
Jonathan Winters. He had some stuff with Tim Conway last week, and it was a good one. And he was a football player, and he played a really dumb football player, and Conway couldn't keep a straight face. And you can take a look at the archives. Just go to trimradio.com and click on the archives. And you can watch those. The last one here is Tim Conway as an old man.
About time. Well,
what? Who are you? I'm a doctor.
Not my regular doctor. I sent for Dr. Becker.
I'm Dr. Becker's father. I'm Dr.
Becker?
Come on, doctor, please.
Hey. Oh, nice place you got here. Come on,
that's so sick.
I'll
be right with
you. Where are you going?
Wash up. Where do I go?
Oh, it's over there, but please hurry.
Fine, I guess. Take your time. See, that's the trouble with people nowadays. They don't stop to smell the roses. Builds up your pressure in your mind.
Oh, God.
We're gonna just kind of land. Now you get on, and you never know what's going to happen. And next, well, I thought we were going to have to close the beach. You know, the old days, by golly, that's when you slow down. Chance to kind of just laugh and it, you know. Run, The old age when you had to take a pair of shoes, man, to get clean. Then you, you know, if you were going to get them sold or anything like that, well, you'd have to wait a couple of months.
If I had a doctor like that, I'd go nuts.
You might have to go a couple of months. You know, man.
I hope Dr. Steve doesn't see this.
How'd you get over there?
Doctor, please, can you do something? Can you please do something?
Right.
I may be dying.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Oh, hurry, please. Get this
out of the way here. You got this when I was in Australia. That's real.
Yeah.
Both of them are cutting up now. Too much ad-libbing.
Oh, doctor, please. You take my pulse.
Oh.
It's racing, I'm telling you.
Hey,
I think I'm dying.
Good man.
Right
here. A little slow. Forgot my watch.
Yeah. Lost. I got my
It's upside down. You're not ever when you're not good. You're right over. You be all right. Why don't we get to the car?
Gosh,
that's good. All that right side.
Maybe give me
and take the ball.
Now I get a picture of Corman's face because he's probably going crazy.
Fire up, all right. Oh, it's 2:30. Honey, I gotta get right over to this place. The guy's got a cold. Sorry, I'm not on his home.
Making me crazy. Are you sure you're a doctor?
Of course, I'm a doctor. I wouldn't be here. One of the doctors got a diploma in here. It's right there. It's right there, doctor.
Wait a minute. It says you're a pediatrician.
So what?
You're a baby doctor.
I don't know. I'll be 92 in August.
I'm going to let you examine me. I'm a grown-up. You can't treat me.
There's no difference. Being grown-up and a baby, except maybe your legs a little longer.
Just do something for me.
All right.
What's that?
Well, first of all, I want you to take this pill.
Gotta take any pill? You don't even know what's wrong with me yet.
Gotta take
it. I'm not gonna take it. Make a diagnosis first. What kind of doctor are you?
No. If you don't take it, I'll spank your banky winky.
Oh. Taking your pill, I said.
Mm-hmm. All right.
My temperature yet? I'm taking my pulse yet? What are you coming?
Get to where I am. You're a little bit.
I'll take your pill.
Good. Drink it right now. Look. See the picture on the bottom?
Yeah.
I'm the old thing. Don't you worry.
What are you doing? Crazy. You always take my temperature. Huh? You know what's the matter with you? I'll tell you what's the matter with you. You're a quack. A quack quack.
Oh my God. Those two, all they do is try to outdo the other. They go off script and they have a lot of fun doing it. Oh my goodness. Well, hey guys, that's about all we've got. Check us out on Rumble. I'll have this posted up there as soon as I can, and you can enjoy it. Oh, wow. What a night. Is anything going right in this place? Holy cow. Oh, well, anyhow, guys, have a good week, and I'll see you on Money and Change on Sunday at 7 p.m. And you can also check us out on Rumble and YouTube and Spotify. Yeah. Anyhow, guys, have a good one, and we'll see you Sunday. Have a good week.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.